Good morning, Jeannie.
Morning, Jeannie.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay.
Enjoying the...
Steady has arrived.
You've got sunshine, Steve?
We do. So nice.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm so tired of the winter. So happy to have a little bit of spring come. Even though it's like crazy. But it's interesting. It seems like the more I do the green smoothies and the Nican stuff, the less the allergies kill me. So it's only just a
Yay.
Few days and then I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, good. Yeah. I heard Betty. Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Jeannie and Steve. How are you?
Oh, good.
Awesome.
Yes. It's a good day.
Betty. Hey, Betty, I want to publicly thank you for the info you sent. That was awesome.
Oh, you're welcome, Steve. Glad I was able to do that.
Yeah. All right, I'm gathering my things here. The more and more every day, there's more things I need to gather. Oh, gosh. I've scattered myself between desks. I have two different areas that I work from in the... Sometimes one's out in the public area of the house, and the other one's back in my office. And so I moved things. We had some companies, so I moved everything back to the original office. Now I'm moving it back out into the living room. Anyway, get my notebook here. Oh, time for a new notebook. I got my book.
Has arrived.
I got my book, Salt, Sugar, and Fat. I just went to Barnes & Noble and got it. I didn't want to wait. So, it's really quite a book. Have you guys, anybody started reading that, or do you have it?
No, I didn't get it yet.
Okay.
Me either.
Okay.
But it looks interesting, but I've got so much to read anyway. All I do is spend money to buy books and never take the time to read them.
I'm with you. I totally get it.
Me too.
I love books. I wish I could just look at it and just have it just go into my brain. By osmosis, just let it filter in. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Can you shall receive.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, Monty, you would have liked yesterday's call.
Yeah?
Is
it up on the web yet?
Yes. Yeah, you and Larry would have been the experts to really talk about it. I was running around. The call starts, like right now I'm walking across a park area to get from one main road to another one, and then I walk, and then I go into the building, and after I walk my three blocks, and then run around, go in the elevators, and the restrooms, and, you know, in the cafeteria, and, you know, all over the place during the call, so I have to, if I want to get any notes, I have to go back and listen to the calls, and I've been listening to that call this morning, and then we talked about oil pulling.
Oh.
And you and Mary Lou Reardon are the experts on that.
Well, I don't know about an expert, but I do believe in it.
And me too, for what I've done with it. So I'll just put my two cents worth in. I was just too busy to make comments yesterday, so I'll go back on mute and hush up.
No, that's okay.
Well, hey.
Also,
go ahead.
People will go to the blog, if you would, and comment. I have been putting in references to all these books that you guys have been talking about, all these different things, so, you know, along with the products. So I don't know. Just want feedback if you like it, if you don't like it, if I'm pushing too much on products, you know, with the pictures I show. haven't taken time to go in to look at a bunch, look for a bunch of pictures. I just grabbed something real quick and put it up. I just wanted feedback, if you would.
Okay. Will do, Steve. Thank you for all you do for that. It's really, I think it looks great. I will go in after the call and take a peek and make some comments.
And also, if you have ideas for pictures to put in or things that you want, I know I've got to catch up with a couple things like Mary Lou sent yesterday, not Mary Lou, but Betty sent me yesterday for that newsletter, so I'll get that posted too. But just any feedback would be appreciated.
Okay. Thank you. We'll do that. Anybody else join us? I heard Monty is on. Anybody else want to say good morning? Or bad morning? No, it's a good morning. I have a, if you subscribe to the, I think it's the, well, now I can't think of it. The food, Forks Over Knives newsletter.
Yes.
They, I pulled up this and read this yesterday. Coca-Cola's new fruit water contains no fruit, but will anyone care? Did you read that, Betty?
No, I haven't marked this to go back and read it, but I haven't yet.
It's really, it's a short, not, it's not too long. I thought I might read it because it's has an interesting, anyway. Like I said, I started reading Salt, Sugar, Fat, and so I read the whole prelude to that book. It's just awesome. If people would just read that, it would be amazing. And now I'm off on the sugar, the first section of that, and this ties right into there. But it says, you may be celebrating the fact that soda consumption has been fizzling out, but don't expect the beverage industry to walk away from you or your wallet so easily. Yesterday, and this was written on March 19th, and so it must have been on March the 18th, soda giant Coca-Cola confirmed it's launching a new line called Fruit Water. Just don't look for any real fruit in the dazzling bubbly drinks. There isn't any. But it will contain the artificial sweetener Splenda, also known as sucralose, and will come in zippy flavors like black raspberry, watermelon punch, strawberry kiwi, and more. The new beverage line launching April the 1st, will fall under Coke's Glacier unit, which produces vitamin water and smart water. Such an unsoda, fizzy, and sweetened but packaged like bottled water could lure people who are looking for an alternative to sugary carbonated drinks, writes Candace Choi for the Associated Press. In the midst of our nation's obesity epidemic, beverage companies are hoping low and zero-calorie soda alternatives will be the next robust market. Choi notes that the company's vitamin water sales were up 4%, while smart water was up 25%. Has arrived. Has it all been calm waters for Coca-Cola? Despite vitamin water's nutritious-sounding name, the Center for Science and the Public Interest filed a class-action lawsuit in 2009, claiming the product used deceptively health claims in marketing the drink. Coca-Cola's defense countered that no consumer could reasonably be misled into thinking vitamin water was a healthy beverage, or was composed only of vitamins and water, because the sweet taste of vitamin water puts consumers...
Mary Lou has arrived.
...that the product contains sugar. I thought, oh yeah, nobody could really mislead that.
Ah.
Just makes me crazy thinking of vitamin water. Now, people that aren't educated on... which I think the majority of people just wander through life. I think more and more there is a population that's becoming more concerned. But, you know, you look at that and think, wow, good, I got vitamins in my water. Anyway, to continue, for fruitless fruit water, an emerging environmental concern may cause the most waves. Scientists at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington Marine and Atmospheric Chemistry Research Laboratory, wonder just where all that sucralose we Americans are guzzling ends up. It turns out that only 10% of the sweetener is retained in our bodies. The other 90% seems to get flushed away. After identifying significant levels of sucralose in the North Carolina's Cape Fear River, The UNC Wilmington team conducted research cruises and sampled the waters of the Gulf Stream off the has arrived off the coasts of North Carolina and Florida. All of the samples revealed the presence of sucralose, which indicated that the artificial sweetener endures the wastewater treatment processes designed to dissolve foreign chemicals, says the university's website. If sucralose is not eliminated through wastewater treatment and makes its way to the Gulf Stream, then theoretically it will travel where the Gulf Stream goes, says the UNCW professor Robert Kieber. The sweetener has been identified as a, quote, contaminant of emerging concern by the Environmental Protection Agency. Although we don't yet know the ramifications of sucralose in rivers or ocean water, scientists are concerned about long-term impacts on fish and other marine life and say monitoring is essential. So I just thought, well, how about that? So when this new fruit water comes out April the 1st from Coca-Cola, it has this artificial sweetener Splenda in it, or sucralose. Comments or questions?
Gosh, that's very informative. I've never, didn't have any idea. Of course, I don't use it, but everybody will.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's coming in, and it's, this is written, some people just came in. This is from the Forks Over Knives newsletter, one of their articles called Coca-Cola's New Fruit Water Contains No Fruit, But Will Anyone Care?
So, I think a lot of kids are drinking this garbage and not obviously reading labels at all, nor are their parents.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. I had a thing the other day on the energy drinks, and he had somebody on who's in charge of, I think from Coke, who said these are not for children, they are for older people. But I'm sure there are kids drinking that. But this one, my granddaughter, I think, was drinking a vitamin water couple of months ago, and I said, why are you drinking that? And she said, well, it's healthy. And I said, did you read the ingredients? And I hadn't looked, I had never seen a bottle that I'd looked at the ingredients. I had no idea what was in it. I said, did you read the ingredients? And my son was there too. And you know, they don't. They see vitamin water and they think it's healthy and they buy it.
Right. But see, and that's that one comment here in the article that says, this is the comment from Coca-Cola, their defense. They said, quote, no consumer could reasonably be misled into thinking vitamin water was a healthy beverage or was composed only of vitamins and water because the sweet taste of vitamin water puts consumers on notice that the product contains sugar.
Well, if they're willing to read the label.
Yeah.
Parent or child.
Mm-hmm, it's that advertising.
I didn't know it was sweet. I had no idea, but that's not surprising at all. That's what people want.
Yeah.
Absolutely, that's the demand.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just thought I would read that, and in light of salt, sugar, and fat, oh, there's just so much. They talk about, there's this industry in Philadelphia, I wonder if Betty you knew about, Monell Chemical Synthesis Center in Philadelphia, near the Amtrak station. This is a, let's see, what are they? They have a statue out front, which they call Eddie, and it guards the entrance, he says. Eddie is a 10-foot-high fragment of a face, and he perfectly captures the obsessions of those inside. He's all nose and mouth. And what they do there, he said it's like when you walk in, it's like stepping into a clubhouse for PhDs. The scientists here hang out in the corridors to swap notions that lead to wild discoveries, like how cats are unable to taste sweets or how the cough that results from sipping a high-quality olive oil is caused by an anti-inflammatory agent. So there's researchers, and they go to and from conference rooms and equipment-filled labs and peer through one-way mirrors at the children and adults who eat and drink their way through the center's many ongoing experiments. Over the last 40 years, more than 300 psychologists or physiologists, chemists, neuroscientists, biologists, and geneticists have cycled through Monell to help decipher the mechanisms of taste and smell, along with the complex psychology that underlies our love for food. And it goes on. It's really quite an interesting little article there. But the reporter that went in said that though Monell receives industry funding, some of its scientists sound like consumer activists when they speak about the power their benefactors wield, especially when it comes to children. And then later on it says, the sweeter the industry made its food, the sweeter the kids like their food to be. So, really quite interesting. Has arrived.
Well, we talked, it's already been years ago, how taste can change. So we are programming our children from a very young age to like sugar, salt, and fat. I mean, I remember cilantro. I did not like the taste of it initially, and I still am not crazy about it, but I know that it's really healthy, so I don't specifically avoid it anymore. And when you train children from such a young age to like these things, that's what they want.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Brittany. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this
good morning.
Is Brittany. I have something to say about that. I have a 6-month baby, and I was reading about foods not to give her, and soda was listed, and I just can't believe that people would have no common sense to think that, why would you give your baby soda?
Really?
Yeah. Some really,
wow,
like, silly foods, like soda, gelatin, like some really unhealthy foods. Like, so we're like starting them on a really young age. Like, why would somebody think that's okay?
Mm-hmm.
Out of curiosity, did they differentiate diet from regular or not? Or just plain soda? Soda.
Yeah, just plain soda.
Interesting. Why would they even have to say something like that? But I guarantee that there's a reason they have.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's another article here in the same newsletter, how junk food brands prop up our favorite sports. And it talks about how it's like an oxymoron almost that they, you know, here's like the Olympics, and they have all these athletes that just won these wonderful things, and then the big advertisement is for McDonald's, you know, and fast foods, and it's just really quite interesting. And how, you know, it's kind of like the when they used to have the big beer commercials and the good-looking girls, you know, so it's just put into your brain that, wow, if I drink this beer, I could get this good-looking girl, you know, whatever. And so the advertising of it all, too, and then the funding is pretty interesting. There's
how many
one
hospitals
little...
across the country have a McDonald's in them?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I haven't been in a hospital in a little while. They have McDonald's there.
You know, I think that they at one time did, and I think it's gone.
Wow.
I don't care which hospital, but it's one that's well known.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, after I was in for my knee in October, one of the things that I said on my, you know, they asked for feedback, and I said I was disappointed that there weren't more healthy options on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
You know, wouldn't it be nice? So here's in a 2013 survey, 62% of avid fans recognize Papa John's as the official pizza of the NFL. Wouldn't it be nice if we could say 62% of avid fans recognize the KVB, Kinsen Vital Balance, as the official drink of the NFL? You know, wouldn't that be cool if we could impact the world that way? It'd be pretty awesome. I was thinking about how we are the advertising arm for Nikan and the technologies that we have, and it's just a matter of getting that information out and sharing it with people. And then in light of that, I have one more thing to read. This came from Ron White's newsletter. He's a memory and sales training expert, but I thought it was really a great topic. It says he got involved. Wesley Autry took action when others wouldn't. Wesley is a New York City man who jumped on the subway tracks when a man having a seizure faced sure death as the subway sped towards his helpless body. Wesley said later that he knew something needed to be done, and I'm the only one to do it. Wesley jumped on the tracks, rolled with the man to a hole, and covered the man's body with his own. The subway train just barely skimmed the body of Wesley as it passed over the two men. Cameron Hollipeter is alive today because a man took action and got involved in the life of another. I believe Wesley when he said he thought, I am the only one to do it. Most will watch tragedy with onlooker curiosity, but very few will get involved in the life of another. And nothing I could write will most likely change that instinct. However, the greater tragedy is this. Many not only watch the lives of Linda Morse has arrived. However, the greater tragedy is this. Many not only watch the lives of others helplessly unfold without getting involved, but also watch their own lives unfold as spectators and fail to get involved in their own lives and destiny. Take a lesson from a New York City hero and get involved in life. Get involved in your own life. Jump on the tracks of life today and don't be a bystander. Be courageous with your ideas, set goals, dare to be rejected, dare to fail, dare to look like a fool, dare to lose it all, and dare to get involved in your own life. You don't have to jump in front of a subway train to get involved in your life, but you do need to get involved. Jump on the tracks of life and don't be a bystander in your own life. And I just thought, you know what, that just really spoke loudly to me. And I think I'll probably keep this one in my folder over here. I have a little folder for stuff like this, inspirational things. Comments, questions, any questions about what's happening with you?
Sounds like simple abundance to me.
What a great read. That's really, really good. I liked that one too. So, I also tried. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask a question. I can't remember whether it was the health style calls or whether it was the lifestyle calls, but we had talked back in the past about the microwave popcorn and how it was cancer-causing, and that a lot of the people that had actually manufactured the popcorn in the plant to package it had actually died from cancers. I think one of the most prevalent was lung cancer. Do you remember talking about that in the past, anybody?
Yeah, it was the lung cancer.
It was lung.
Well,
no, I did not hear that.
The reason I was thinking about that was the fact that my wife's cousin that had lived with us for a year or so, he was just an absolute avid fan of, two or three bags a day of the microwave popcorn. We just couldn't get him to make it the regular way and on the stove instead of doing it with the microwave, and found out night before last that he had been rushed to the hospital by ambulance from his work a week ago Friday, and he has stage 4 cancer in the lungs. Never smoked, never been around people that smoked, but I just wondered how much of a relationship popping it and eating it that would have made in him coming down with that.
Wow.
Oh, I bet
that
had
2 to 3 bags a day.
Yeah.
That's an excessive amount.
Right.
You know, if you say that to somebody, though, you're going to have to leave out the 2 or 3 bags a day because they're going to say, oh, well, I don't do it that much.
Right. just to me, it was just almost too much of a coincidence,
I wonder if you put 2 and 2 together there anyway.
Oh.
Wow. boy, oh boy. You know, the cleaner our diet can be, and this whole thing about processed foods and getting them as much out of our diet as possible, it really is just a huge key, you know, eating whole foods and saving the others for a treat once in a while instead of every day. I was listening to Roger Drummer's thing again, and he talked about, you know, when did this become we have to have dessert after every meal? And I've noticed here in the recent past, before I started with the Kins and Vital Balance, that, my goodness, after every meal, I kind of thought, okay, well, now what can I put in my mouth sugar-wise? You know, just one little chocolate-covered coffee bean or something. But the point I'm making is that I had that thought. I had that want just for a moment after I got through eating. It's like,
It's amazing what the brain will tell you to do if it's lacking something, isn't it?
Yes. We're so trainable.
Old habits die hard.
I have a
new habits come easy.
Go ahead.
And new bad habits come easy.
Yes. Yes, new bad habits come easy. Wow. Interesting way to put that. I'm going to send this recipe down. It's a tomato and avocado quinoa salad with cumin and cilantro. I made it yesterday. It's delicious. And if you make the quinoa ahead of time, you can have it like, you know, if you make rice, you make, you know, extra, you can put it in the fridge kind of a thing. Then it cuts the time down by 20 minutes. So, because it takes about 20 minutes to cook it from dry quinoa. But it's really, really good. And Ricky's comment was he loved it. And it's, you can serve over a bed of greens too. You can put it on your salad. It's really very good. It has, avocado and tomato and red onion and cilantro. A little bit of olive oil and cumin, oregano, salt, pepper. And then you can put roasted pepitas on top, which I totally forgot about that part. Didn't even do that. So it's very, very good. And you cook the quinoa in a vegetable broth, or you can use pie water, either one. So I'm going to send that one down. It's very good. I got this from Michelle Dudash, who is a local dietitian here. She's more on the nutritional side here in Phoenix. So Shar had said one time last week, I think, to look and see who in your newspaper, in your area, in the food category. And so I did, and she has a daily dish kind of a thing, which is cool. So any last-minute comments or thoughts about what's happening? Is everybody moving along okay with your points, water drinking, sleeping, having your shakes, exercising, journaling? That's still my challenge, is the journaling part. I'm writing it down right now for myself for today. Well, you're awesome. We still have 2 minutes.
Well, I loved your red lentil dip.
Oh, did you try it?
Oh, yeah. It was Jeannie. I just assumed that was what you were. Is that the same gal?
It is.
Was that, okay. And is it a book you got, or what did you?
No, I pulled it from the, I think it's azvoices.com. AZ for Arizona.
Oh, okay.
AZ, like Arizona.
Okay.
Z as in zebra. Voices, like you're voicing something.
Uh-huh, okay.
azvoices.com. And then off to the right, you pick, her name, I believe, is where it is. I'm going to look here real quick while I'm saying that. AZC
sorry, AZC voices.
C like Charlie?
C like Charlie, yeah. And then go down list of authors, and it says Doudash's Healthy Dish. This is, she has a blog that goes on and that kind of thing, too. MichelleDoudash.com, you could just go there, too. And she has a recipe. In fact, there's the recipe right there. She's got some interesting things blog. I haven't, she's written a cookbook, Clean Eating for Busy Families. She's got young children, that kind of thing. So. Anyway, we will talk tomorrow then. Have a wonderful day of feeling good, feeding your body healthfully, sharing something with someone today that can impact their life. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeannie.
I think it's tomorrow. Monty, will you be on tomorrow?
I plan to be, yes.
Oh, you claim to be. All right. Cool.
Claim it.
It's always all of you. Everyone does such a great job in hosting the call. So thank you again for your time put into this and for all of you that listen in and participate too. And, you know, if you can pick up one thing every day, it's really awesome and apply it into your life and, keep on keeping on. Keeps me on the right path. I like having accountability this way. So love you all.
Me too.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate you. Bye. Great time. You're good.
Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.